This is an audio recording of the North Uish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2017.
We're all assembled. Open forum. Has anybody got anything for open forum?
No.
Fairly rapid thing.
Good one.
Apologies for absence. We know Councillor Seagerberry.
And
County Councillor.
Yeah.
Oscar. Richard Hoskin.
Declaration of interest, probably not very much, I would have thought. The minutes of the meeting held on the 29th of August. Could I have a proposal and a second? They are a true record of what went on.
I've got three, though. I saw John first. I didn't see which of you two got it.
Well, I'm in enough trouble already. I'm in favour of
it. There's only one page.
No, it should be second page. Here's that one. But it's.
I see. I've got the two.
No, it was me trying to be clever there.
That'll never go work right here.
No, it'll never ever work.
Okay.
It's just that the notice came after.
Yeah. So, matters arising therefrom. I can't say whether the Buddle Hole Duckbridge is being dealt with. I haven't seen John.
No, the Buddle Hole, have you not? Luckbridge hasn't been resolved.
Right.
Have you spoken to him about it?
I spoke to him.
Is it too big a job for him, do you think?
I don't know. He was going to contact Robert and find out exactly where it was. Maybe I'll
not heard a thing.
No, well, I'll give him a bit of a poke then.
So we'll say that.
You can't miss it. It's all curbside and everything. It just needs all clear. It's a gutter bubble.
Well,
it needs clearing out.
I'll try to get him to contact you.
You can if you like.
Yeah, because if he's not done anything bad, maybe the.
Fine.
I'll have a word with him.
You know all these back names than I do.
Did he?
Dealing with the two council figures. I did send a letter back to Ms. Rachel Goss concerning the play park and pointed out all of the things that you mentioned at the last meeting and invited her to come here if she had anything to offer, but she's not. I've not heard any more from her.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yep, so that's it. There wasn't much to worry about.
The money can't be smooth. You're paying the clock this way. Never easy, ever. Do we have a report from County Council Hospital?
Oh, just a little dinky one. He mentioned one thing, and that was the fair funding review. This was the government's review of funding of schools, and Councillor Hoskin feels that there has been increased funding for Devon schools, which he's very happy about. But that's all he had to comment on.
Does he say how much?
He didn't know, he just said it.
Over and above what other people get?
It's on a headage basis,
isn't it?
Because there's an article in the Evening Herald. I can say, there's an article in the Evening Herald that each child in Devon got £298 less than anyone else in the country, but I think it went down to 216. But there's still a lot of difference, isn't it? 216.
It's a school of 100 kids, you're talking a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Mm.
Good.
So Devon schools aren't so well off.
No.
Better off than we were, is what you're
trying to say. Better than we were,
yeah. Well, not much.
But not much, yeah.
Okay. Invite District Councillor Steer to give a report.
Thank you, Chairman. The merger is still a hot topic. Councillor Bell turned up at a consultation evening the other evening. It was quite interesting, wasn't it?
It was, actually. It was, yeah.
It's still... Yeah.
Mm.
It all depends on what the consultation says. Any residents answer it. There's been quite a lot of talk recently, but the consultation events, it's, the attendance has crept up by a fair amount, which is good. We need to know.
We will be discussing that later in the meeting anyway.
Fine, so. Yeah. I had the privilege the week before last to go to Sherford and meet the new residents that had moved in. And a bit of a tea party for them. The feedback was really, really good. One thing that did surprise me was the fact that a lot of the houses have already been sold at 400,000 plus. And I would have said the average age of the people that have moved into them is less than 40. Which I thought was...
Do they come from Devon?
Yes, they do, yeah. Work in the dockyard, work in Plymouth, got businesses in Plymouth.
Language.
Must have rich dad.
Yeah.
Or wrong job.
And mortgage
is very wrong job.
So the interest rate is all very low.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
But they were all, everything seemed positive. Even the fact that we, with the planning application that came forward and that we gave permission to just change it slightly, they didn't have a problem with that. So we'll see where it goes. But I do hear that the sales are increasing, so that is helpful. And we need to get the houses back on track and start. They need to keep building.
Do you know what the proportion of, what's the correct word?
Affordable
houses that is there?
Around about 20%.
Because I did see an advert in the paper, one of the community homes group, looking for people to apply for them.
Yeah.
About 20%.
No, it was good. It was good, yeah. Other than that, Chairman, we've got a planning meeting tomorrow. We've only got 3 applications, which is quite a small day for us.
It's like a very small number.
It is, yeah. Members are getting better at delegating applications. If the policies are correct and the plan officer wants to approve it, unless you've got a real good reason, there's very little we can do about it. We found that an appeal. There's been a few that the officers have recommended for approval. We've been one parish in particular down the coast. We've been had a look. Members have turned it down. The applicants have gone to appeal and they've won, and it's cost the council a considerable amount of money. So the planning officers don't always get it wrong. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to you. Obviously the merger will focus highly in the next few days, so I'll keep you posted next month.
Thank you very much. Do we have anything reference the website?
No, I don't believe that we do.
Community hall project is presumed
at the moment.
Sleeping.
We're waiting for the developments on that.
Right.
Okay. Dormant, I think it's what.
No. It's another way of saying.
No, because that implies active dormancy. That's not quite the case.
Oh, I see.
Passive dormancy.
But it's a dormant activity.
It's less dormant. It is merely that nothing has occurred since the last meeting. Last
where do you want to discuss the 2 council or 1 council thing? It could have come enough.
I think, should we do planning and then do it in correspondence or whatever?
Yeah.
Any planning?
No planning, no.
Right, well, that's it. We'll do it now then. There's a protocol that has to be followed.
Yeah, exactly. Right, just to get you up to speed, so to speak, you've had a number of letters from South Ham's on emails sent on to you for your consideration, and there have been there have been 2 meetings that I know of attended by councillors. You went to one, didn't you, councillor?
Rattray.
And Councillor Seagerberry went to the one at home, and she sent a little report from her meeting. I don't know if that would form a kick off for you.
Yep.
Seeing I've got it here from Burns. You can add and subtract.
Chair, I think I've heard of the clear interest as district councillor.
Fine.
It'll come to the vote, won't it?
Understood.
If it does. Yeah.
So I don't have an input tonight.
But people could still seek information from
you. Yeah. I've got no problem with that, but I don't think I should.
Well, do you have to
and
vote
we
to
won't
the
be
end?
I do have to vote.
Oh, so you do have to.
We won't be voting on anything, I don't
think. If I abstain, I should vote.
We've got to give asking for a report. For a response.
Okay.
Right, so. Councillor Seagerberry went to Holme, and there were 3 representatives from South Ham's there, and none from West Devon. And the vast majority of the questions, I don't know if this is happening generally, but the vast majority of questions asked by the public had nothing whatsoever to do with the one council policy. It was to do with things like litter collection, bins, you know, and buses and shelters and all sorts of things. But eventually they got around to discussing the one council policy. The positives were put by the Southampton's representatives. Councillor Seabury noted that there was no one there to put the other side of the argument at all, so all that was put to the meeting were the positives. So she asked a couple of questions, which she asked, for example, if the merger was a done deal. And the impression she got was that it very much was. That she felt that that Southampton want it to happen. I'm only reporting what's been done.
No problem with that.
And then she asked the question, why on earth are these meetings being held if the decision's already been made? That was her reaction to the meeting, but that's where she left it. Obviously, others of you have been to meetings, and you might have a different impression. I don't know.
So I went to the meeting at Rattray. There were probably 20 councillors, parish councillors rather, there, which there were, there was three representing from Southampton, admittedly no West End.
There haven't been
any of them. So it wasn't that, it's a Southampton event.
We want to know what Southampton residents think, not what West End.
What's Sophie's position?
Sophie Hoskin is...
Director
of strategy and
And she was very eloquent in her answers. She had a very good in-depth knowledge of both sides, to be fair, I found. So she talked an awful lot about West Devon and what problems they will foresee, and we talked a lot about the finance side of it, why this is being even muted. Where it's come from, i.e. through central government, has been pushed from above, really, and said, look, this needs to kind of take place. It's also quite interesting to hear that this is happening across the country. This isn't a Southampton West Devon merger just happening down here. It's happening across the whole country, but there are many other district councillors merging to become a bigger kind of council. It was... discuss about the differences between the two councils geographically, the population differences, the needs from you know, the Southampton being more of a seasonal kind of area, which, you know, has an awful lot to do with people flocking in and flocking out, whereas West Devon is very much a remote kind of area with the population spread across different areas. It was also, the questions were asked about how did West Devon feel about this, and this is why I mean about Sophie had quite in-depth knowledge about this, in that she, and to be fair, the leader also had the same answers. It isn't something that West Devon are pushing for, or South Hams. They both have their own concerns. West Devon financially are struggling. You know, that has been reported and that's quite clear. And if the merger takes place, there probably would be changes in boundaries from the Boundary Commission, and they would probably lose some councillors. And that, I'm fair to say that, aren't
you?
And, you know, that would change. Financially, Southampton, the main point, which Marigold hasn't mentioned there, is that they share services already. They are very much interlinked. And the costs were put up there that... if this merger didn't take place and West Devon ended up merging with someone else, or it fell apart, or West Devon in 2 years' time, 3 years' time becomes, they can't go bankrupt, but they would cease in the state that there are, Southampton would lose an awful lot of money because of the shared services that they have. I think it's in the key facts.
But we'd also lose money if we merged with them, and... we'd lose money ourselves then.
Well, it's mooted that there would be no loss of money. They actually think they can save money because at the moment, these shared services, as I took it, although they're being shared, you're still two separate units. You know, Southampton is still a separate council, West Devon's still a separate council at the moment, and there's a lot of licensing fees which each one has to pay individually. If you merge that together, there's a savings, cost savings on a lot of those kind of things. And I think that they were even talking somewhere around about the £250,000-£200,000 worth of savings in just licenses.
Yeah, but that's also selling things like Fullerton as well.
No, 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 that's completely separate. That's not even been talked about. Oh, it's been talked about.
So what did they say against it then?
Against it, from West Devon's point of view, they don't want to change. They feel that the setup they've got up there, the number of councillors and everything else is fine, but they are financially going to struggle in the
future. I'm going to say, because Torridge have refused. They've said no.
Yeah. But Torquay has refused, Timbers has refused, Teambridge has refused to merge with South Hams.
Yeah, so we're not involved with Teambridge, are we? I thought we were told that Teambridge didn't want to merge with us.
No, but we share services.
Yeah, but yeah. I thought we're merging with West Devon because Teambridge refused to do that.
I think Teambridge, if they want to merge, they want to go with the other way. The other way. And Torbay at the moment are just in such a bad financial position.
They're in a worse state than them in West End.
Exactly.
What did they feel was negative regarding South Hams?
Well, you saw on the front page of the paper, on the Gazette, I think it was.
We don't have the Gazette.
About it all.
Very wise.
But it's a case of do it now. The idea was do it now, we need to do it now on our terms.
But why?
Well, else it's going to be forced on us from above.
If it's going to be forced on us, it seems pointless having a consultation, because I think that's where Marigold's coming in to say that it's a done deal anyway.
Quite true, but if the consultation comes out that people say no, we don't emerge, and South Hams have the vote and they say look, all of our constituencies say that they don't emerge, and they say right, we don't merge, they are put it to bed. Done. It's not going to happen. But then in 2 years' time,
the councils, there's a lot of other.
But in two, oh, but in two,
council MPs,
which yeah. Sophie said in two,
well, the, yeah,
in 2 years'
MPs
time,
really
if West Devon goes
so much as
bankrupt, it will be pushed onto South Hams, and South Hams will have to take it on.
Why would it be pushed onto South Hams, particularly?
Exactly,
adjoining council.
Yeah.
Because what?
We're an adjoining council.
Is Plymouth,
and we are
exactly.
Yeah, they are Plymouth. Plymouth are unitary.
What about East Devon?
It's not a natural match, is it?
No.
You couldn't share services.
No, it's regards to North Devon. Mm. You know, at West Devon, they could share with East Devon.
I think the point, though, is that if there are savings to be made by a merger happening at this time, then they could be made, you know, during the process. If the process doesn't take place and it is then enforced, then a lot of those savings won't have been made, and it'll be a worse financial situation.
It is a business case, this, really, to be fair, and that's kind of what we drilled down into in the meeting. It is a business case at the end of the day. It's not about
loss of identity.
Yeah, it's not nothing. Well, no one's ever said, I want to stay South Hams, and West Devon have said, I want to stay West Devon. They're quite happy for... It's all about cost savings and economies of scale and merging and becoming slightly bigger. We took the question even further and said, why don't we do away with all district councils and become one unitary trust, one unitary council, or Devon County Council, take everything on? Of which there was a lot of mumblings and quite a few people agreed, but that's not what's on the table at this moment in time.
Did you see the letter? I've just got the letter, why Everton Gifford voted no. And it's actually quite interesting.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah. They were saying that the councillors, it seems that our councillors in South Hams, it seems to our councillors that South Ham residents are being asked to bail out West Devon Council. In the first place, West Devon is expected to have a shortfall of £1.1 million by 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, in addition, West Devon has recently approved borrowing up to £25 million to invest in commercial property.
Mm-hmm.
South Ham's district council has recently turned down a similar proposal to buy commercial property, hoping to make a profit from it.
Yeah, so that was brought up at the meeting, and so as I said to you, that if the merger doesn't happen, that 1.1 deficit can't exist, so therefore West Devon will become bankrupt, and then something else will have to happen. It starts a chain of events, which Sophie did go into and tell us all about.
It seems bad that South Devon have actually managed their...
South Hams,
I'm sorry, and other people haven't, and yet we have to take on board... their bad management.
Yeah, but surely it's a good idea that we put good management into somewhere bad.
Well,
and
no,
turn
because
it all
that
around.
Won't happen. That I'm sure that won't happen. It's It'll be the other way round. It will be that
yeah,
we'll probably get dragged into.
It's the same top directors working both councils at the moment.
It is. Mm-hmm. And just
well,
not to say that's good.
No. But I take your point about West End borrowing 25 million. They haven't actually touched it. They've been told that while this is on the cards, until it's decided one way or the other, they can't.
But if we, if we did merge with them, then they'd spend it.
Well, no,
they wouldn't be able
wouldn't
to.
Be able to. Mm.
Unless the whole council agreed.
Exactly.
That was
which
very
they
naughty
them
to do that just before this. Well, they did it after it became public. So.
Yeah. But another fact which came out of the meeting is West Devon have got the best recycling rates and the best waste services in the whole country.
Well, we can easily improve that, can't we? I mean, that is...
No, they have the best.
I would say that is a minor thing compared to the money and to how much extra tax that we're going to have to pay per year.
Meaning that Southampton would benefit from that.
Yeah, but Southampton are going to lose because we're going to have to pay far more for our council tax.
Southampton residents will have to pay more for their council tax, yes. But I think that the fact was, fifth?
Are there any projected figures for that increase?
It's about, it would work out about £100 a year or something.
No, I think it's less than that.
It works
out at 50p a week.
It depends what band it is.
Yeah,
50 pence a week, that's £250 a year then.
No, 50 pence a week is £25.
That's gone wrong. I like to increase my money.
£5 per year. Both Southampton and West Devon are already budgeting to increase the council tax by £5
per year. Well, that's not what some of the things have said, because they've actually said £100.
Yeah, but some of the things haven't been correct.
No.
Yeah, I think there's been an awful lot of smoke thrown about, hasn't there?
And the increase is on the district council's council tax, not on the whole amount of council tax. Whereas, you know, we only take 10-11% of the council tax, and the police...
At the moment, Bandy in Southampton is £155.42.
An extra year.
And Bandy in West Devon is £218.39.
About 60-odd quid.
So therefore, we're going to have to go up to their level,
But part of the consultation
that's
is also...
£100 a year.
But part of the consultation is also being asked on how many years do you want that increase to take place over? And they are talking about over 10 years.
I just think that there's a lot of people in this. I know there's a lot of people in the South Hams that are very rich. Certain areas, very, very rich. But there's also a lot of people that are very, very poor. Because they haven't got jobs.
No,
and
yeah,
I just feel that having to pay extra on tax is just too much for them.
Okay, I fully understand where you're coming from. I do, yeah.
Council tax does have to go up. This merger will... just mean that it's allowed to
it
go up
go
a little
even
bit
more.
Yes,
yeah, and
quite true.
Therefore people will get, you know, these
But don't
these
think that
can...
if this merger doesn't take place, council tax stays the same.
But even so, if this merger takes place, we're going to have to get up to their level, which is quite a lot, actually.
But it could be over 10 years.
Yeah, I know, but even so, that's still increasing council tax, and some people can't even afford to live at the moment. Mm.
Quite true.
And that's one of the reasons Southampton like the idea,
don't they? They're going to have more revenue.
Exactly.
Does this mean that West Devon's council tax will be frozen for over that 10-year period while Southampton catches up?
But you could also look at
the
other measures that haven't been looked at, which you did talk about, was, of course, they have both got their own offices and their own setups, and they could sell both of those, and we know how expensive Follerton is to Southampton and everything else.
Which presumably, all those is a fairly major employer to Totnes.
That's another thing.
Southampton. Yeah.
Well, they all drive in there, don't they?
I wouldn't think of driving in even the town.
No.
But by far the biggest.
You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. Have they got a massive car park?
But remember that a lot of the offices are let to Devon County.
Food standards.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Southampton's
probably only used half the office.
Citizens' advice.
Mm. Yeah, they're all there. Sort of.
So, we discussed it with reference to that. What are we expected to do?
Right. Two questions. Do you support the proposal of creating one new council?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a yes or no thing that's required by Southampton. And do you have any comments, concerns, or alternatives to creating a new council? Those are the two questions we're being asked by Seth Hams.
Well, alternatives is a bit like saying, how do you want to run the country, isn't it? I mean, that's a pretty big thing. You know, what have you got in mind? A totalitarian state or something? I think that's probably out with our
region. Well, now Spain?
I suppose, I mean, there are alternatives.
Get the police.
Well, there are alternatives. Yeah. We've got members for you.
Yes, because it is already mentioned.
When the figures are added up, I'm afraid they don't meet.
Yeah. But you already mentioned the idea of doing away with district councils altogether, for example.
Because
it was mooted a few years ago.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
That's called that.
The only problem I see with that is you lose your... The local democratic.
Well, you're still going to lose it anyway, because if you're going to, with West Devon, you're going to still lose it.
Well, you should, because you're still going to have your local councillors.
Well, yes.
Robert's not going to change.
But even so, you've still got, you've lost your local centre as such, South Hams District Council.
Well, you lose Totnes, but you.
So you're going to say the people at Woolwell are well with. Supported and represented because they've
I
got
have
their,
no idea whether they're supported or represented.
Because they got their representative because of Follerton. Surely, if it moves closer to like Sherford and between the two, Woolwell would become better.
Well, I mean, Woolwell is sort of a little bit of a sort of an island.
Well,
to be quite,
it anyway.
Should really, yeah quite agree.
She would agree.
No, she would not.
But it's miles from here.
But it's closer to West End.
Well, perhaps they want to join West End
then. So we basically are being invited to vote on this on behalf of our parishioners. Clearly, I can understand that District Councillor Steer can't vote because he's part of it. Which leaves five of us.
I'm glad you can.
If somebody abstains, that could be the chairman's casting vote.
So, I feel that it's incumbent upon us to have a vote on this. So, can I ask for those in favour of forming this new authority? So that's two. And those against? That's two. Chairman's casting vote is against.
Right, so we'll say no.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll take great notes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now,
if anybody
have any
they'll
proposals?
Do what they want to do, won't they?
No, they're the members at the end of the day.
Yeah. Do you have
That's why, Chairman, can I just add that we're having a vote the same time as West End.
Okay.
Their meetings are always, council meetings start at 4:30 in the afternoon. We've never had a meeting that started at 4:30 in the afternoon. And the leader said to make sure that there's no...
Oh, right, I see. And no phones or
no,
anything
I mean,
else.
We
just
will
to...
vote at the same
yeah,
time.
That is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is happening when?
Ooh, at the end of October.
Okay.
I'm looking at one of the Dimble pieces.
And so your report... to the next council meeting should be interesting.
It should be.
Jeremy
Vine's all book.
Do we have any proposals that we can carry forward from this council that might be an alternative to the proposal?
As you say, I think they need to... They must have some other ideas. That's the idea that they went along.
Yeah, they're asking for our...
The crux of the matter is West Devon, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's not off. It's nothing to do with Southampton.
No.
It's West Devon who have got the, or will have the issue, and it's been...
And I, will, you know, I will say, I know it's been recorded, I've spoken to three or four West Devon members, and none of them are for it, which I couldn't understand, because really, you know, financially...
I've
got
to say, Torridge, but presumably they refuse it.
Presumably they don't want to rock their own boat, I imagine. They want to keep things as they are, and keep their jobs, and keep everything as it should be, sort of thing, from their perspective.
There was an interesting fact from the leader saying if they want to get themselves out of financial difficulty, they need to spend $50 million in investments.
For
that interest in return to come back and help their coffers to a point that they will be
assuming
solvent.
They invest in a way that makes
money. But the criteria of what they invest in is actually quite different. They can't just go out and buy a borough
assets?
Council.
Have they got any assets?
They've got
their
assets at Southampton.
They've got no assets?
No,
they've got some.
West Devon, I mean.
Yeah, they have. But not as many as Southampton.
Well, no, because Southampton have been careful in managing.
They have,
So, we haven't any world-shattering proposals.
Just to stay as we are.
Okay.
It's presumably the proposal.
Right.
Presumably, yes, but no.
So we will...
We'll send a negative response.
That will be... that'll make a difference.
And the 10 years I've been there, this will probably be the hardest boat that I've sat for, I think.
It'll be interesting.
Strong.
It'll actually...
Yeah.
From a democratic point of view, it'll be quite interesting.
I've had threatening emails and all sorts of things against it.
And about this thing as well?
About this, yeah. Oh, I get that with planning all the time.
Much more with only three planning applications.
So, any other correspondence?
Yes, there's a little bit. The 106 contributions, I did send a letter on to you, but I thought it's important enough to be brought up here as well. Yeah. We are entitled to seek funding under the 106 contribution thing simply because we've had houses built and we're entitled to seek money, should we have a sensible thing to spend it on.
Hmm.
Now,
what, from the development?
From the 106 funding, yeah.
Well, we need to look further at that, don't we?
When the houses were done, we were told no way.
Right.
Since then, it seems someone at Southampton has changed their mind.
Yeah, they have, because members have said, if we've had development, we need our names on that.
We were turned down 3 years ago, so.
Yeah, right.
We sought funding when we were doing the park.
Somebody ought to go to that meeting, didn't they?
Yes. I think what we ought to be thinking of, though, is whether or not there is anything we'd like to do within the village that we could use this funding for. I mean, the sort of thing that would be possible, for instance, the park could be extended in terms of the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, two examples to you, one for smaller children or one even for adults. You know, having an adult, some outdoor keep fit area or something, which...
You need to take extra land for that, though, wouldn't
that, the problem with that is we'd have to look at the use of the land that... At the moment, it's designated for the village hall.
The difficulty in this parish is the lack of available land, really.
Are we talking about a vast amount?
Do we have any idea what? Yes. What are the levels of funding?
I think you've got
money. Money. They haven't given us an amount, have they? They haven't said, North Irish, you're entitled to 20,000 or something.
It's what you actually.
It's not enough to build a village hall.
Is that a statement or a question?
You could have projects involving community buildings, but they don't say to actually provide the building.
Oh, right, so if there was a building that was suitable for community use, that would be quite good. Buy a house?
It would have to be something that I imagine that they would put a percentage in with. They wouldn't pay for the whole thing.
Could we think of it and perhaps bring it to the next meeting? Thinking of that.
It seems to me that if anybody could come up with any suggestions at the next meeting for projects that we might seek funding for...
Mm. When's that meeting, Tony? Do you want me to go with
you? I'm just trying to see where it is.
But if anybody could come up with a proposal, however sort of,
minor.
Manufactured it might be, and then we could approach and say, well, how much money might be available if this were a proposal?
I don't know why they don't try and put the village hall in North Irish.
That's been tried.
No, they don't say when the meeting is. The deadline for applications is January the 8th.
Right, so that's the application deadline. So.
Mm. Well, might I suggest that if anybody can bring forward...
Might
I suggest that items for future meeting? Shut up.
Hurry up.
Item for future meeting may be, if somebody can come up with a proposal, that we might approach them and say, were we to go down this route, what funding might be available.
Yeah.
That then would give us an opportunity to see what other money to talk
about. I'll try and find a figure.
This letter came from Daryl White.
Yeah.
But Rob Sekula seems to be the one who's answering questions.
If I see him, I'll ask him.
Yeah. I can't imagine they've actually got a figure next to our
name. They must have, because if the 106 was signed, there would be a figure, wouldn't there?
Well, there must be a pot of money.
Have we never had any 106 money?
No.
Oh, yeah. The Great Park was built with 106 money. But this is a slightly different fund. The 106 money we received was specifically for the park.
Yep.
Nothing else could happen to it.
Right.
This money comes under a capital fund that is over and above specifics where
developers pay into it, basically.
Didn't something come from the government in terms of new
houses?
Yes, the new homes.
Yeah,
I think
it, and we could get money from that. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Right. Okay.
But that's, I mean, this is, I imagine it's a substantial pot, but whether we're allowed.
I would imagine if we asked for, say, 10 million, we'd get 100,000 or something.
Well, I send you forward to find projects in that case.
I will talk to Rob when I see.
Yeah. But if anybody, in the meanwhile, comes up with any bright ideas, we may discuss them next meeting.
We get 25
out of 50. We'll mention that we're looking for ideas.
Okay.
That's not Batman,
really.
Yeah, that's
what Batman. Tom Security
used to be the Batman. So, any other piece of correspondence which you're going to enjoy?
That means I won't, probably.
You will.
Oh, wonderful. This is from...
It's from one of the newspapers.
Southampton
newspapers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dear Parish Clerks, we're putting together a story with responses from across the South Hams to the one council consultation. If your councils have discussed this, could you let us know what they said? Just one line saying supported, objected, or whatever would be perfect. Story then. We're working to a deadline of about 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
They'll arrive today. And if you can't meet that, please do still send over the response when you can. I don't think this story is going away in the immediate future. Your help is much appreciated.
Understatement.
Insightful journalism, man.
You can see this man's...
Yeah, he's got a lot of foresight.
This man's going to go far, isn't he?
Yeah.
This from Toby Lee, reporter.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
But the question is...
Cutting edge stuff.
Do we want to...
Believes everything.
It's public information as much as it's there, and it'll be in the minutes.
Yeah, I think... I think we might just let the deadline
slip. We could tell them that we just we voted no.
Well, we
don't
can
have
say,
to
yeah,
we just say we voted
support.
No.
We voted no, we didn't support it. We'd like
that's
to stay
it.
As we are.
Yeah.
So that's going to be recorded.
No, just to say, the chairman's casting vote said...
Yes!
No!
That's fine by me, I get blamed for most things anyway.
Right, I'll write back to the end.
Good idea.
You can put what you like, I don't care. Right, is that correspondence?
Correspondence. That's it. Oh, you did have, sorry, the other letter you talked about with the 106 was another letter that came to you I didn't print off, which is why I can't give you the information. And the meeting with officers one, so you have that on your
computer
somewhere.
Oh, that's
yeah. And that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Financial matters.
Right, nothing much. We had an income of 37p from interest, which means we're now 37p better off than we were this time last month. So we've got £8,377.48, and the usual £149.40 belongs to you-know-who. Now, not quite true, because we have had our latest preset money through, but that's not on these accounts, it'll be on next month's account.
Okay.
So we're tolerably comfortable for money. The other thing to mention is that we have had back our notice of conclusion of audit form, and they didn't find any failings this time.
Wonderful.
I don't think anyone bothered to contact them this time.
I hope that it means that they just said weren't any to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sure they weren't, but they weren't last time.
Positive.
Just took me a load of letter writing to prove it.
I think we should thank the client for following all the correct protocol.
I think that's. Let's second that proposal.
Okay. Unanimous.
Yeah, indeed.
Do I have to phrase this very carefully following the correct procedure?
No, just put that down. You don't need anything else.
Right, thanks. It's just lovely that this year there haven't been any. Whatever, anyway.
Highway matters?
No.
None that haven't been discussed before,
couldn't it? There was a pot on black oil, but I see that's
been filled in, yeah.
That one's been filled in and another one has appeared.
Well, hopefully the general populace are phoning these things.
It's smaller.
Ah, that's why I'm
and lower down.
Ah.
But it's there.
Also, on behalf of South Hams, can I apologise for not picking up the recycling sacks?
What was that about?
A new driver.
Oh, right. Did he find his way around or what?
He's no longer with us. Didn't only happen in this parish, it happened in several parishes.
Nothing else was picked up.
Yeah, it was, yeah, the main drivers. It was
they didn't like the ice the danger lands.
Yeah, he thought you were fair.
I got in trouble with the neighbouring parish council vice chairman. She thought it all went to landfill, but it didn't. They took it back to depot and sorted it.
Right.
Still not happy about it, but...
That's right, then is she happy?
Could we, maybe I've been asked that Kidderford Cross signs are in a bit of disrepair. The A38 is not clearly signposted from any direction anymore, whether someone's driven into it or it's fell off or something, but the A38 sign has completely fell away at Kidderford Cross. It is Uggbra.
But I can either push or I can go straight to Devon. I don't mind which.
Well, yeah, if you could go to Devon, I suppose.
Yeah, Devon's given more sense for
it. A sizable visitor we've got there.
What's that?
What's that?
Is it a squeak? Spider? Oh, my spider, word, he's huge.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a large spider.
Oh, is it?
So that's not a daddy long legs.
They get our cats on that. They'll love that.
Daddy long legs is, for your information, they've only got six legs.
Species,
you can't do that. Because they're not spiders.
They've only got four of them. We can report the signs right through their online portal, can't we?
What spiders here?
On the road signs, the online portal, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. On a subject that we have touched upon, actually talking about highways, up on Rannington Bridge.
Oh, they've still got
the signs.
Signs
are still there.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, we do have a new locality officer, don't we?
Yes, we do. Well, no, the old one's back.
Yes, the one that we did have has disappeared, and we've got. So maybe I can get hold of her and see.
Yeah, I might mention it. I mean, only in the sense
is she visiting parish council meetings at all?
No, him.
Does he?
Not like the young lady that comes.
So who is it now?
Diane Till. He's back.
Yeah.
Biggest chap. One that started.
Yes, I did have
pretty good chap.
I had an email to that effect. Certainly.
Yeah.
Well, it might be worth mentioning, only in the sense that nothing's... He's good.
Actually, I didn't have one from him. I had one from Gemma saying she was gone.
Yeah.
Only in the sense that nothing's been done.
No.
I mean, it isn't.
Well, there's one sign in particular that's been there forever.
Yeah, that embroidery thing that's got signs everywhere.
Ditch and Show or whatever it is.
Yeah, and there's another one.
Well, the other one's to do with...
Puffing Billy Cycles, which is only about 40
yards broad.
Yeah, but there's a metal one there as well, all about scrap metals. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah, well, it is just behind the broadband thing.
Yeah. It might be worth mentioning.
Yeah, we'll mention.
But it's also the cleanliness of the signs at this time of year. They need a bit of a wash.
Get
they look, down here at the top. They just need a
wash and brush. I blame the farmers.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Anything else under highways? No. Items for future meetings? Well, projects for 106 funding, I suppose, is one.
Yeah. A report on the one council?
Yeah, that'll come up anyway. You don't need to put
it'll come up under matters arising.
It'll be a second agenda meeting. I'll make it regret.
Would you like a bodyguard professor?
A date for the next meeting?
The date for the next meeting, unfortunately...
14th of November.
Clashes.
14th of November.
Could I propose the... Is it the 14th?
Oh, can we change the night then? Because that's different.
Oh, right.
13th? No, make 15th. Because we don't take back till
the 15th, then. Is that right with people?
Right, well, yeah, it's fine.
I'm happy with the 15th
of November.
Wednesday. I don't work on a Wednesday night.
Do you work at all?
So that's Wednesday the 15th.
It was a nice and
okay, I think that will wrap it up.
Well,
thank you very much.